This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930. The answer to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working right now on the Third Watch, on the weekend edition, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and women out there, coast-to-coast and border-to-border, our bulk mail haulers out there taking the mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices, and our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel so we can go where we need to go. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram. Find us over there as at Captain's America. That's Captain with an S on the end of it, Captain's America, all lowercase. And that's what you got. And don't forget, either our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. If you can't hear us anywhere else, that's the place to go and listen to us streaming live right now, our show. And, of course, what we do is after we do the show live, it then goes up as a podcast over there, and we play that stream all weekend long. It rotates every 3 hours, so there you go. All right, joining us right now, we have got from Michigan, and by the way, he's not standing in a snowbank tonight, but we've got from Michigan, the man, the myth, the legend, Ron Edwards. Aha. Aha. How about that?
Good morning.
How about that? Wait a minute, they're not done yet. They're waving the broom handles now. Okay, there you go. Clean sweep off the porch. All right. Are you ready? Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Representative Jody Arrington, Republican of Texas, found this week's images of the Border Patrol agents allegedly opening a previously locked gate to illegal migrants disturbing. Now, how ironic it was that President Biden is now building a $500,000 border wall around his beach home in Delaware, and I'm sure they won't forget to lock the gates at night over there either, you think?
Oh, absolutely. You know, people like Biden and all the leftists, they make sure that they're protected, but basically screw we the people. At the United States-Mexican border, the Biden administration has, Captain, been willfully disregarding the law and intentionally not securing the gates of our republic. And the communities along the border in states like Texas, said Arrington, this president is willfully creating the chaos that we are suffering through. And this chaos, Captain, is spreading throughout the United States from New York to California because millions have been dropped off or have wandered throughout this country at our expense, taxpayer expense, by the way.
Sure.
And also at the expense of many Americans who have been victimized through criminal activity.
Three hots and a cot.
Yeah, and so this is horrible stuff. It's costing billions and billions of dollars. It's causing thousands and thousands of Americans to be harmed physically and their property. And you know what those ranchers are going through on the borders there. It is horrific, and it is shameful, and it's as if the federal government has turned to be an enemy against we the people paying for this destruction.
Yeah, well, the ranchers and the National Guard were standing right there watching the Border Patrol come with a key and open the gate and let them in.
That is retarded. Didn't the Border Patrol used to complain about not being able to do their job? What's up with these people?
They've been ordered not to stop them.
That is, yeah, by the, you know what, Captain? Something has to be done because the government is literally not doing their job. There are certain there are certain things that are appointed for the government to do in the Constitution, and they're not doing it. And there's got to be some form of recourse that we the people, not just voting, wait until, voting time. But it does say, and I forget the amendment, that we have the right to go and express our grievances to government officials.
Yeah, we do. You can fill out a complaint. You can do all that stuff. But the easiest way is, come November, vote these bums out of office and start over again.
My concern is that, that's a long time from now, and there's a lot of damage, and this is a cycle that's been going on for many years.
They know that, yeah. And they're intentionally trying to do that damage.
Yeah, so there's got to be something else we can do, because they are literally, and I'm not joking, killing this country.
Well, go to court, get a court order, and get an injunction, just like was done yesterday with the drilling, so that Joe Biden can no longer tell us in 13 states that we can't drill on government land. Oh, yes, we can. And a judge in Louisiana told him such.
Yeah, and that's good stuff. And yep. We have to keep up the work. Have to make sure we get the right judges, too.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch and Ron Edwards, too, and an Edwards Notebook coming right up. So this is the Captain's America Third Watch, and I will be right back with more. Don't go nowhere, no how.
The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern Time. It's source material for the early shows.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Could it be that the unnecessary FBI raid on President Trump's Mar-a-Lago, Florida compound may turn out to be a good thing after all? Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, being brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. The recent FBI raid on Trump's property, despite his ongoing cooperation with government bullies who have been yanking his chain ever since they learned that, unlike most rhino Republicans, he sincerely wants what is best for our troubled republic. Let's not forget, though he wheeled and dealed with and often hung out with political movers and shakers from both sides of the political aisle, he was never one of them. The very problems Donald Trump fought against as president, he spoke out against as far back as the 1980s and 1990s on top television talk shows of that era, like Phil Donahue and Oprah Winfrey. Globalist detractors like Mitch McConnell and Liz Cheney hate Trump because he followed through on his promises and was combative with those who never let up with their hateful mission against him, including the Mar-a-Lago raid. Hopefully more Americans now understand Trump was never the big problem. I'm Ron Edwards. To find out where you can enjoy the Ron Edwards American Experience, go to theronedwards.com.
Ron Edwards, the new voice of America.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
Yeah, and let me tell you about Constitutional Grounds Coffee. Because Constitutional Grounds Coffee is the delicious hot air roasted coffee that's smoother, richer, healthier, and much less acidic than many of the other brands out there. And I know that's a problem that I've had because I love to drink coffee, and I got my iced coffee here right now, which I'm going to let you sound, hear the sound of what happens when I take a sip of it. But the fact of the matter is that coffee can be very acidic. Well, constitutional grounds is not. It absolutely is not. And this is what it sounds like in my Tervis tumbler cup. Delicious. Delicious. And I sip on that at night. Sometimes I go through two cups in my Tervis tumbler, which is, I think, 24 ounces or something like that. But anyway, so constitutional grounds, the best coffee around, all you got to do is go to theronedwards.com, the website, theronedwards.com, the website, make your purchase over there. And remember, constitutional grounds is
the coffee you want in your cup.
There was that mysterious voice. He came in out of the shallows here. I'm telling you, the place is bugged. Yeah, no, it's good, and I enjoy it. But onward and upward, as they say. Okay, we have the famous baker in Colorado, Jack Phillips. He's obviously known because of his case that he took all the way to the Supreme Court and won. But it seems that as a cake artist, he's got more and more people coming and challenging him again to do things that go against his faith. And over the last decade, activists and Colorado officials have tried to punish him for that, his faith, that is. He never wanted to spend his days in courtrooms and in the spotlight of the national media. Yet, just as God placed Esther where he placed her for such a time as this, Jack has been forced to defend his right to free speech for a decade in courts from Colorado to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Absolutely, Captain. This is a cruel and unusual punishment.
Nuts.
Simply because he is a Christian. Now, a lot of people don't know this, but around the same time that they started going after this individual because of his Christian beliefs, around the same week, and I saw this, this has happened locally in Michigan, there was a baker in Michigan, in fact, in a city called Dearbornistan, and the baker happened to be Islamic. And they asked him a similar question, do you believe in, would you decorate a cake in such a manner for homosexuals? And the Islamic guy said, no, I will not. And that was the end of it. No one came after him. No one said anything. But yet, because the gentleman in Colorado was a Christian, they're going after him. They want to keep picking at him, as they do Christians all over this country and all over this world. And one of the reasons why I believe that it's happening so strongly in the United States, the nation, by the way, which was founded mostly on Christian principles, is because Christians, and I hate to say this as being a Christian, Christians have not been doing a good job of fighting for their rights ever since the Scope Monkey trials. We have been very unwise sometimes in our deliberations, and unlike Jack here in Colorado, for the most part, we haven't been willing to really push back hard. And so we seem to be like an easy target sometimes. And like I said, they won't go after the Muslims. Oh, no. Nope, because they believe the same way. And they look at Jack, the Christian in Colorado, as a easy target. And you see these kinds of abuses in other cases around the country. They're just not as famous as the Colorado case. And it just goes on and on and on. And the other reason, Captain, you'll find this, I'll give you an example here. The Episcopalian Church, one of the main denominations. Well, the Episcopalian Church now says, hey, they support transgender lifestyles.
Of course.
And going after children.
I am not surprised. They were the first ones that went with the female ministers. They were the first ones that went with bisexual marriages, a man and a man, a woman and a woman.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. There you go. I'm not surprised.
But see, most of your mainline denominations, and this is something else that people don't know, they're headed by people who don't even believe in the deity of Christ. They don't even believe in the Ten Commandments and things of that nature. How in the world that they have been able to rise to the ranks and now run the mainline denominations in the United States is beyond me.
All right, hold that thought. We do have a caller. I'm going to take the call. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Ron. Anthony from Tampa. Let me touch on that topic.
Sure.
You know, it's not only a baker, but a photographer and a florist have been attacked. You know, I give kudos to those young athletes and baseball athletes here in Tampa who stood up and opposed having to put any insignia on their jersey, backing and supporting this abnormal lifestyle. Okay, first of all, a lot of people were hoodwinked, believing that they wanted to practice their lifestyles privately. That was never the case. Their agenda was always to target the very young, because that's how they proselytize into their lifestyles. And it's shameful that athletes are bow-cowing to this kind of abnormality. Don't they take into account that by supporting that lifestyle to the young, when the fallout comes and these young people realize what they were lied into, that there's going to be major dysfunctionals and even suicides among the young? I mean, and even churches, like you alluded, there's people in churches, not only nationwide here in Tampa, who are actually coming out and actually giving credence to this lifestyle. That, to me, is beyond belief. That is shameful.
Right.
And they're going to be guilty for that fallout of these young people and the demented state and suicidal cases that are going to come down the pike. So we as Christians need to step up, support our leaders, support our churches, and by all means, stand up for Christ and morality.
Yep. Thank you very much, Anthony. Very good points.
Excellent.
All right. Yep. Excellent points by Anthony. So
I wish most ministers in this country were so versed on what is right concerning this issue. One real quick thing, Captain. I interviewed a gentleman, in fact, today on my own show, who came out of that lifestyle. Used to be a transgender guy. He said, Lord, have mercy, this is wrong. He's now a Christian, and he's speaking out against it.
Mm-hmm.
You know this. This may shock me. I don't think it'll shock you, Captain. You know what's going on. He's gone to many churches, and while the people are happy to hear his story, the ministers are saying, nope,
right.
We don't want that. We don't want that story in our church.
That's right. Yep. I'm well aware of that. I've heard that over and over again in various sections of the country. So it is what it is. They don't want to be upstaged, and they don't want to have any trouble. Now, we kind of changed course. We ran out of time. Tell us again how we can get to your website.
Simply go to theronedwards.com, theronedwards.com. You can check out the coffee there and also times of my show.
All right. Go over there, check it out, folks. And, Ron, we will talk to you next week. Have a great day.
You too. God bless.
All right. Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and the Ron Edwards American Experience is the name of his show. All right. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back on a weekend edition.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Forecasters say the United States will likely see warmer than usual fall weather. NOAA adding the West and Northeast can likely expect warmer than usual temperatures over the next few months. The outlook also is calling for less rain in states like Colorado, Utah, Missouri, and Illinois. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey is trying to close border gaps in the state with shipping containers amid two recent fentanyl busts at the Arizona border. At least one of the gaps is in Yuma, Arizona. Yuma, Arizona Mayor Doug Nichols joins Fox News to talk about the effectiveness of border walls.
We can go back to 2006 when President Bush sent the National Guard to build a wall. We had a 98% drop in crossings that 1 year alone. It doesn't solve immigration, but it does make the country more secure.
USA Radio News.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
All righty, welcome back everybody to the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. Before I get back over to chat with Kyle Warren, I want to remind everybody this portion of the program is brought to you by Mike Lindell and his MyPillow.com company. Now, you can trot on over to MyPillow.com right now. Go to the Radio Listener Specials page, and you can buy just about anything that's there on that page at ridiculously low prices. And right now, many of the individuals' items that he has over there have been reduced by 66%. Many of the individual items. He's also still got many of the buy one, get one items over there. But you have to go to MyPillow.com. You have to go to the Radio Listener Specials page. Go in there. The promo code to get in there is always going to be Captain. Promo code is always going to be Captain. Use that promo code. Go in there. And you will save a bunch of money. Now, if you want to call and speak to a live person, you can do that by calling them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Promo code will always be Captain to get you what you want. And then he has a second website called mystore.com where you can get another line of products and services and save a bunch of money. So mypillow.com, mystore.com, promo code Captain, telephone number 800-641-5459. Joining us again, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, one of the things that we do here on the program is we talk about a lot of different things, and we get a lot of media that comes across, press releases and news items and all that. We always try to verify, trust but verify. But this Apple stuff, Apple released a new software update this week after revealing serious security vulnerabilities for their iPhones, their iPads, and computers that could enable hackers to take control of millions of people's devices. According to the tech giant, the two vulnerabilities affect the iOS, iPadOS, and macOS Monterey, specifically iPhones dating back to the 6S model, and iPads, which are generation and later. Now, the iPad Air 2 and later, the iPad Mini 4 and later, and all iPad Pro models, and the 7th generation of the iPad Touch. Wow.
This is a very significant thing, Captain, because Apple, of course, made sure that it was plastered all over the news so people would hear about it. They literally are trying to get a hold of millions of Apple users. And so if you have an Apple device, an iPhone, for example, you want to make sure that it's updated to the iOS operating system 15.6.1. That's 15.6.1. It doesn't take very long to update, literally just about maybe 10 or 15 minutes, depending. But you definitely want to make sure, if you have an Apple device, like the captain is talking about, macOS Monterey, the Apple iPhone 6 and above, iPad 5th generation, and so on. Regardless, if you have an Apple device, make sure it's up to date, because this is a very scary thing, because it allows hackers to get administrative control of your device and use it as if they were you. So this is a big deal.
Now, a lot of people ask me, where's President Trump going to be? Do you know? Is he going to be somewhere where we can see him, this, that, and the other? Well, I'm going to give somebody something a little ways out. This is the Labor Day weekend for Donald Trump. He's planning on being up in the Scranton-Wilkes-Barre area in Pennsylvania on Saturday, September the 3rd, 2022, at 7 p.m. Now, President Donald J. Trump, 45th President of the United States, will deliver remarks in support of Doug Mastriano, the candidate for governor, Dr. Melman Oz, U.S. Senate candidate, and the entire Pennsylvania Trump ticket. They'll all be present for that event.
Yeah, sounds like it'll be really something.
Yeah. And eventually he's coming back down south again, and we are on the list. That's all I can say. We are on the list to be at one of his rallies here in Florida when he comes back down here, and we're going to try to set up a situation where we can actually have like a little broadcast thing going there, even if all I do is record what's going on and then put it out as a podcast. But one way or another, we will be there.
Very cool indeed.
Yep, and I found that out last night. Now, your area out there, California, Californian voters would rather see Governor Gavin Newsom run for president in 2024 than President Joe Biden. Now, and that goes along with your California gal out there, Vice President Kamala Harris. This comes from a new poll from the University of California at Berkeley.
I think the contingent that would think that Kamala Harris is somehow the heir apparent to the nomination, I think is very small overall. I think it would be confined to certain political, persuasions, I think, in the sense that, well, Kamala Harris is vice president, therefore she's naturally in line. But that really isn't the case in this case, Captain, because the vice president hasn't really comported herself with the notion that, hey, she's really stepping up and being a leader.
Well,
but Gavin Newsom, though, on the other hand, he's the governor. He's got a track record, for better or for worse, and I think he is somebody that the Democrat Party is gravitating towards.
Wait till you hear who else was in the mix here. The poll released Friday by the university's Institute of Government Studies showed Newsom with 25% support as a first or second choice candidate, with both Senator Bernie Sanders from Vermont and Kamala Harris coming in each with 15% should Biden not seek re-election.
Well, Bernie Sanders, likewise, I think his, for lack of a better expression, his 15 minutes have come and gone. I don't know that he's going to be able to energize the voting base like he did before. I just think things have kind of changed and moved on. That's why it's very difficult, with the possible exception of Donald Trump, in the sense of the uncharted waters that Trump always seems to be sailing into politically, for him to come back after the last election and come back to this election. But it's difficult to come back from the elections before.
Now, if fully released, the Trump affidavit will offer a complete picture of why the DOJ thinks crimes were committed at Mar-a-Lago. However, experts say the redacted version likely won't include many details at all.
Well, that's right. And one of the things that the redactions are there for, not just in this particular case about Mar-a-Lago, but typically you're trying to protect sources, you're trying to protect the names of individuals who may have given information. Letting it all out can provide a chilling effect on future investigations. But that being said, I think that there is an intense public interest in the affidavits that underlie the warrant here. So I think that they're definitely, we're going to continue to see more and more pressure to have much more of that information released. And also, too, Captain, because it's going to, I think, ultimately show that there was a real weakness in this level of operation that went in to get some boxes.
Now, there's a lot of fake news reporting going on and a lot of things where they're trying to get you to think that things are totally different than what they really are. And the fact is, the 2022 midterm elections, which are now 80 days away, and the Republicans have a 5-point lead in their bid to recapture the control of the House of Representatives.
Well, right. And if you hear some people talking about it, well, the
it's tied. It's a dead tie. Yeah. No, it's not. No, it's not.
Right. Precisely. But still, no matter what, even if the Republicans were 20 points up, they still have to keep fighting, just like you've said so many times. They still have to keep fighting as though they're 20 points behind, right?
Yeah.
And so you can't take anything for granted, because in those 81 days, Captain, Democrats will come up with something.
And we're going to wrap our discussion before we go to the Trucker's Highway and Byway with this one. Rainbow fentanyl has now been found in several states across the country. Drugs resemble candy and seem to be marketed specifically to a younger age group. This is horrible.
It is horrible, and, it's a sign of a terrible, terrible sign of the times.
Yeah, because you can overdose on that stuff, and that's it. Goodbye. See ya.
It's not to be trifled with. That's right.
No, and they're giving it to the kids.
Again, it's evil. We just got to call it what it is. It's evil.
Yep. Here comes the music of my ear. I'm going to put you on hold, and folks, we'll be right back with a second Trucker's Highway and Byway report here on the Captain's America Third Watch. We're going to tell you again about down there on the Mexican border, Brownsville, Hidalgo, and over towards Eagle Pass, what's going to happen down there today, as well as that section of Mexico. Going to be interesting. Going to be a lot of rain and a lot of flooding. I'll be right back. Go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 to 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
The stadium, and I wrote your number on the 50-yard line. You were always a perfect one and a valedictorian. So under your number, I wrote "Call for a Good Time." I only wanted to get your attention, but you overlooked me somehow. Besides, you had too many boyfriends to mention, and I played my guitar too loud. How do you like me now? How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way, you should think I'm crazy. Standing here today, I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your radio. How do you like me now? Tennessee, I heard that you made fun of me. Never imagined I'd make it this far. Then you married in the money, girl. Ain't it a cruel and funny world? Ain't you your dream?
and into them he falls. He never comes home, and you're always alone, and you get his pride down the hall. The alarm clock starts ringing, who could that be singing? It's me, baby, would you wake up, call? How do you like me now?
Toby Keith, how do you like me now? And by the way, we hope Toby Keith is feeling better. Of course, he's going through the treatment for cancer, as you well know. And our thoughts and prayers are going out to him because he's a really good guy, done a lot of great things for the country and especially our military.
That's exactly right, Captain. Back in June, he announced his diagnosis of stomach cancer, said he had gone through chemo, radiation, and also surgery. And so, yes, we're continuing to pray for a good recovery for Toby Keith. Absolutely.
All right. Let's see here. All right. Ron Edwards is back on Facebook. He just got a message from him. He went back in and changed his password. Okay, very good. Very good, Ron. So people can go find him on Facebook again. He'd been shut out for some reason. Don't know what the reason was. Kyle, wait till you hear this.
Okay.
Canada is openly proposing euphemism or assisted suicide to individuals with terminal illnesses, including veterans with PTSD that just can't seem to take it anymore. They're offering assisted suicide, Canada.
Well, you know, obviously that's getting so weird on so many levels, but to veterans, though, of course, and we need to reach out and help them.
There's a better way.
Not help them out of the planet Earth. We need to help them where they are right now. And I think that gets so many people out there very, very concerned. We love our vets. We love the it's just really terrible, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a better way to do it, and that's not the answer. You know, more than a decade after Barack Obama emphasized the need for, pardon me, world-class education, most Americans think our U.S. scales have gotten worse. Our schools have gotten worse, rather.
Well, I think that's probably true. And I think people see it in their everyday lives. If they have kids in school and so forth, schools have become, unfortunately, very divisive. Teachers, there's a lot of good teachers out there, by the way, so we're not going to paint with such a broad brush. But some have brought in more of the politics or social engineering notions and so forth. And it's a disservice to the kids who need to have an education to be able to make it in the real world.
Yeah. Now, the CBP has now announced, as if we didn't have enough trouble, that's the Customs and Border Patrol, that they are encountering more Russians at the Mexican border. Incidents rose from 1 in July of 2020 to 1,965 this past July.
And that's very interesting because it sort of dispels the notion that you only have people from Mexico or Latin America coming across the border, but you do have other countries that can take advantage of this. The bottom line is, if you don't know who's coming across the border, then anybody's coming across the border with any kind of designs or any kind of mission, as it were, to come into the United States and do harm.
All right, I'm going to play a little something here. Pardon the intrusion. But let's listen to this for just a second, and I'll let you tell me who this is.
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. It's no use whining about it. We just have to get people out to vote.
Who is that?
That's Nancy Pelosi. Yeah.
Now, the reason I played that is because Nancy yesterday said something else about as meaningful. We have $60 billion for diversity as we meet the challenge of the climate crisis in the Inflation Reduction Act.
Riddle me this, Batman. How many how many cliche words or, you know, buzzword phrases can you put into one sentence?
It is anything. It is anything but what they're selling it out to be.
Well, of course. Of course. You know, as I'm talking about these buzzwords or cliched phrases, as long as they say these things, maybe they feel like they're getting some traction.
Yep.
With the extremist political people.
Okay, well, tell us how we can hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And, of course, we will talk to you on Monday.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, host of the Kyle Warren Show, and we have him here six nights a week. Appreciate his participation. And don't forget, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by the Pilot and the Flying J Truck Stops. Now, we're going to go over to the telephone line, and we now have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com on the line with us. Now, we're going to be talking after the top of the hour about a story you wrote, but that's not the way I'm going to start things. We need to get out there right away real quick about whatever in the hell it is that's going on with this nonsense down along the border, because Joe Biden wants to build a $500,000 border wall around his beach home in Delaware, and we can't even finish the wall along the border? I mean, what's wrong with that scenario?
It happened during the Obama administration. Remember, we paid to have a wall built around his
sure did
home in Washington, D.C.?
Sure did. Mm-hmm. Yep. They walls for thee, but not for me, or something like that?
That's pretty much it.
Jeez, man, I'm telling you, these people, everybody lives by a double standard. And by the way,
that's all there is to it.
And by the way, when a Democrat tells you things are a certain way, they're the exact opposite. Or when they blame something on the Republicans, they are the ones doing what they're blaming the Republicans for to begin with.
Yeah, you broke the code.
No, I knew the code a long time ago. We've talked about this several times on and off over the past few years. These people are just, and by the way, there's some people that are so stupid in this country, they believe them.
Well, yeah.
Golly. I mean, you talk about troubles? It starts with educating the people right from wrong, and I guess what to look for. I don't know. There's got to be a way to do this. Got to be a way to do this.
Well, we work at it pretty much every day, trying to tell a story in full context. We'll start there, or just telling a story that others aren't telling at all. So, yeah.
Well, when we come back from the break that we're about to take, because the music's coming up in my ear, Denise wrote a story yesterday. The title was Exactly Why Was That Mar-a-Lago Search Warrant So Broad? Well, she's going to tell you, and we're going to listen to what the story is, because it's a rather interesting story. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch, right after the top of the hour news.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Code. .com. That's GCN, taxcut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.